that, isn't that essentially one of the primary benefits of, say, being monastic, is because people just sort of look at you and then all of a sudden, they don't even have to know you or that you say you're a Buddhist, they just look at you and that helps, kind of requires you to maintain a certain level.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, these are a great protection. So it so it does, and it's again, it's a skillful use of a convention, and kind of comparing with, say, like in. I mean, it's complicated, but you know, it's one aspect of, you know, say, like Catholic monasticism that I feel is unfortunate is the Catholic monks and nuns are you don't know what they are, and I think that I don't think it helps them fulfill their monastic or spiritual aspirations. I think there's been an secularizing of the within the Catholic world, which I think would there's a place for having conventions that kind of, you know, define you or it's a clear signal, both to yourself, a lot of it to yourself, but also to others.
Thinking that standard, you know, that people expect of a Buddhist business, you know, becoming new to this country, and I see it as a monastic, but it's probably true of anybody, but, you know, people really do hold us up, in a fairly high light, in some ways have high expectations because of, you know, what we say we represent and the precepts and that kind of thing. And there's also, it seems like there's a curious phenomenon in, maybe it's not just Western culture, but that, you know, people who have a tendency to compare will also, you know, really hold you to such a high standard because in some ways they're kind of looking for, you know, looking for you to trip up. You know, and are very happy to point that out. And maybe, you know, when I was in Thailand just for a brief period of time, it seemed like maybe that didn't happen so much. Like if a monk does something that's not very beautiful, then people don't really say much. But in the West, people are quite happy to point out our mistakes. And so, you know, in some ways, it's more painful and a little bit harder as something comes new to the West, whether maybe you're a monk or a Buddhist lay practitioner, but it also keeps you much more alert. If I'm representing a standard, then I really should try my best to live up to it.
Yeah.